Hello, everyone. This is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is so that you can navigate this disgusting system. The purpose of this podcast is to eliminate all confusion in regards to racism and what it is, so that those who are classified as black are no longer confused. We broadcast weekly, Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Inform any black person you think that may be remotely interested in countering racism of what we're doing. Spread the word. We find this show to be necessary because before a problem can be solved, it has to be identified and understood. And too many black people do not understand racism. Visit us at CobrasInAction.org, a website dedicated to countering racism and replacing it with justice. Because too many black people remain confused about racism, we created this site. Not only do we articulate precisely what racism is, but we also give specifics on how to counter it. Excuse me. Click on the menu tab and listen to archives of The Barbershop. Read articles on racism and strategies and tactics on how to counter racism. And listen to the network, the radio network, Cobra Radio, the most dangerous radio network in the world. Why? Because it's the only one that is talking about racism and white supremacy 24 hours, 7 days a week in as brutal a manner as it does. So make sure you check it out. Once you're on the site, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and SoundCloud. We're always publishing content to all of our social media sites, articles, videos, and music. So please follow. I love to hear comments from you guys. Yes, I do respond. Please email me at cobra.org@mail.com or get at me on Twitter. My handle is @cobra_org. Also, let's start the conversation on Twitter. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. We cannot talk about this stuff enough. We have two new podcasts. Flex Talk, a podcast dedicated to improving the physical, mental, and spiritual health of black people and Urugu, an analysis of white people. We do Flex Talk on Wednesdays. Well, actually, that's changing. I don't have the day yet, but we are working on it. I believe it's going to be Sunday. Sundays starting at 8 o'clock p.m. Don't quote me on that yet. I will be getting back to you all real soon on that. As a matter of fact, when I do know when we're doing Flex Talk, I will put it on the schedule section of the site, CobrasInAction.org. So either keep checking with the schedule or just continue listening to the podcasts, and you will know when we're doing Flex Talk. Urugu is not on a set schedule, but just go to CobrasInAction.org, click the menu tab, then click on podcasts to listen to any of the shows. We're also on iTunes. Just search for Cobra Podcasts and subscribe. Today, I want to talk about sex in the system of racism, white supremacy. Focusing on homosexuality. This is a very, very hot topic. It always is. And it's a very important topic. And that's why I want to talk about it today. I have not talked about homosexuality really on any of these podcasts. And yet it is a very, very instrumental part in why we as Black people remain confused in the system of racism, white supremacy. Homosexuality has been weaponized. Stick with me. If you are a homosexual, I promise, I think you will get a kick out of this show. Very important. The last people who should be splitting themselves up into different little camps, different little tribes, is Black people. Haven't you learned from the past 500 plus years? Don't you understand that we are at our most weakest when we are fighting amongst ourselves? Anyway, this is the topic of today's show, so stay with me. I want to definitely encourage all of you all to, especially anyone that is classifying him or herself as a homosexual, bisexual, whatever, stay with me today. Very important show. You may be surprised. You are listening to The Barbershop here on the Black Talk Radio Network and CobrasInAction.org. Be back.
In the system of white supremacy, anything that non-white people do nowadays in 2016 that is non-constructive and has a constructive effect on the behavior and the, you might say, the welfare, the well-being of non-white people, the white supremacists are not in favor of it. Otherwise, how are you going to have white supremacy if you're going to have Black people oriented, thinking about, having a vision of, working toward, doing things that are of constructive value? And this includes the third area of activity. You don't want any Black entertainment to be constructive. You want it to be non-constructive. You want Black people to be doing things that don't build up anything. Just everything falling down, everything deteriorated. I mean, you want Black people to glorify killing each other, all right? You know, in your entertainment. I mean, you know, if you're going to have an assembly of Black people somewhere to get, where they agree to all get together and whatnot, you got to have some gunfire there. You got to have some bodies dropping. You got to have people fleeing for their lives and whatnot after they come together. All right, that's what they came together for. Everybody understands when you get a bunch of Black people together, it's going to be something evil that's going to happen. Otherwise, if it's not evil happening, what are we together for? That's got to be a part of Black culture. I mean, hey, terrible things are going to happen. I mean, whether it's a soccer game, I mean, you know, and somewhere along the line, people are going to start punching each other out, kicking each other, shooting maybe, or something like that. Or whether it's any event, a big barbecue or something, on the Black side of town. And the white supremacists sit back and say, okay, you know how they're going to act. See, get all geared up to have with the riot gear and whatnot. Because, you know, they are very destructive people. And they come together with the idea of being destructive.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they know. This is their habit. This is their culture. See, so we want to do away with that in the compensatory counter-racist era. where we should be dedicated to going with the rest of what we call the infinity. No more of that nonsense. And don't come together with that in mind, and don't even, you know, anything that looks like it's going in that direction, just don't participate in it. Don't go.
Right.
See, let's get down to the doing part. Just say, no, no. If I don't have a guarantee, this is going to be constructive.
And, you know, this is coming from, again, we can only speak from our own personal view. You know, I was an employer in Oklahoma, in Orlando, Florida. I put 300 people to work in the community. Not one black elected official. When that contract was lost, no one said, let's make sure we continue to keep, you know, black people working. Was I expecting them to do it? No. But it just doesn't happen. We fight, we take the easy issues. Let's talk about black-on-black crime. It's much easier for me to stand up there and talk about black-on-black crime rather than talking about police brutality. It's much easier to have a panel of inviting the police into the community to tell us how we need to behave better rather than holding the police accountable on Front Street. Almost
exactly.
A dozen women were raped
President
here in Oklahoma City.
Talking about we need to build a better relationship with the police. How can black people build a relationship with the exact same entity that has been designed to oppress them and deny them their rights? The purpose of the police is to intimidate the oppressed against seeking justice. That's why the police are there. You can't build no relationship with the police. That's like asking a woman who's been raped to build a relationship with her rapist, or somebody who's been stolen from to build a relationship with the thief. That is crazy. You never saw nobody ask the European Jews to build a relationship with the Nazis, but they want black people to build a relationship with the police. And we said we're not doing that. We unapologetically African. We're going to stand up for what's right. And no Uncle Tom bootlegging Negro is going to make us take the line of least resistance, because that's gotten us nowhere in 50 years.
Stop doing anything that has show-off value. Stop trying to attract attention to yourself by showing off. Because once you get everybody's attention, what are you going to do with the attention that you got? That's a logical question. Remember, I keep saying, all problems can be solved through the process of questions and answers.
Yes.
So you should ask yourself, why are you trying to get people's attention? And what are you going to do with the attention that you got once you get it? In other words, if I'm standing on a street corner and I say, hey, everybody look at my hairstyle. I want everybody, get out of their cars. Park them somewhere and come back and take a look. This is me. I just got a new hairstyle. I want everybody to see my hairstyle. All this stuff that you all are doing, you're wasting your time. Come and look at me. Come and do something constructive in your life. Do something that makes sense for once in your Negro lives. Come and look at me, Neely Fuller. I'm standing on this corner, and I just got a new hairstyle that nobody in the world has ever had. So you need to learn from this. You need to straighten out your lives by looking at me and my hairstyle. Now, so the people come, and they assemble by the thousands, and they look at me and my new hairstyle, or my new tattoo, or my new angle that I use when I sag my pants. I am getting people's attention.
Yes.
So the question now is, now that I have everybody's attention, what is supposed to be what? The constructive result.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. I love to hear comments from you guys. I do respond. Again, my email is cobra.org@mail.com, or you can get at me on Twitter @cobra_org. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. Let's get the conversation started, folks. Excuse me. Before I get started, I just want to say that racism is white supremacy. It's real. It's not some cute phrase that I'm saying to be funny. If you were not convinced of their superior position, just look up the 13th Amendment. See how slavery was never abolished and how it has morphed into what they call mass incarceration. But when you scratch beneath the surface, it becomes quite clear that it's just flat out slavery. Remember, most black men are in prison for nonviolent crimes and are put there by a criminal justice system controlled by white people, the ones that make all the rules and laws to continue exploiting niggers for labor. Only a people in a superior position can enslave another people, folks. Deal with it. Now, we must understand that all white people are racist. All of them. Don't feel bad if you have white friends or if you are in a relationship with a white person. These people are here on the planet with us, and we have to interact with each other. That's a given. If you are friends with a white person, then you are friends with a racist. Don't run from this. Use it to your advantage. Use it so that you can learn about racism. And believe me, if you hang around any white person long enough, they will reveal their racism through their own individual thought, speech, and action. If you listen very closely. But if any person identifies him or herself as a white person, then that person is a racist. Remember, ask yourself, what is a white person? What exactly is a white person? What are they referring to when they identify themselves as white? Their skin their skin pigmentation is not actually white, and this is not what they are referring to. Then what are they referring to? They are referring to their race. They are saying they are a member of the white race. What is race? Race is the organizing of people through hierarchy based on physical features, the most prominent being skin color. Now, who developed this concept and for what person? White people developed it. They do all the classifying. This is why there is no reverse racism. Niggas don't classify shit. When you were taken from the continent, you didn't identify yourself as a race. You didn't identify as a member of the black race, the so-called black race. The concept of race is European. They are the only racists. Now, if a person identifies him or herself by race, what do you call that person? What would be the correct adjective? Racist. This person is a racist. Which is why all white people are racist. I keep saying that. All white people are racist, but people are not hearing me. Because everyone wants to make exception for their friend. Well, not Tommy. Tommy isn't racist. And Tommy sitting up there being the most racist one. You fool, you idiot. You're being fooled. Stop being fooled by these people. Understand racism, white supremacy. I'm working on an introductory book to racism titled Racism is White Supremacy. The book describes racism within the concept of human activity, a concept developed by counter-racist thinker Nellie Fuller, the great Nellie Fuller. These areas, economics, education, entertainment, health, I added health, labor, law, religion, sex, and war, consist of activities all human beings consistently engage in, directly or indirectly, and provides a clear path towards understanding racism and how it works. I'm also working on an album to accompany the book, also titled Racism is White Supremacy. This album is hard-hitting and unique. I don't plead for white people's attention or help. The evidence shows they are not interested. I don't pussyfoot around. I don't bullshit around the problem, which is white people. And that point is made clear on the album. Now, if you are scared of white people, if you want to worship white Jesus, if you want to be held and cuddled like a little pet by these crackers, get the hell out of here right now. You can stop this podcast. Don't buy the album. You ain't ready. But if you want to hear racism articulated accurately, then stay put. There are several books that need to be read by all black people for a complete understanding of racism. For an introduction to racism, I suggest my book, Racism is White Supremacy, which will be put out in the marketplace very soon. Nellie Fuller's book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook / workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism, white supremacy, is a must. This is where you get an idea for a code of behavior. We have to engage in a code of behavior collectively as a people, or we will not last. We will die. And for theory on why white people behave the way they do, I suggest Dr. Francis Kress Welsing's The ISIS Paper, ISIS Papers, and Dr. Marimba Anai's Urugu. You see, with the election of Donald Trump, it has become painfully clear to your host just how lost we are as a people when it comes to racism and understanding that white people collectively intend harm to all non-white people, especially black people. So I'm going to use the barbershop to go over concepts in my book, because this stuff can't be repeated enough. We have to get a much clearer understanding of racism, because if we do not, we will not survive as a people. Homosexual acts in and of themselves are no more damaging than heterosexual acts. Whether or not you are a homosexual or a heterosexual is as about as relevant as which hole someone prefers to stick it in. It means absolutely nothing. The devil is in the details, folks. It's the homosexual identity I would like to focus on. See, white people go around identifying themselves in millions of different ways. Libertarian, Democrat, socialist, feminist, vegan, homosexual, transgender, bisexual, communist, so on and so on. Now, if you are black, if you have ever been called a nigger or my nigger in an affectionate kind of a way, if you are a person of African descent, get out of the identity business. Focus on your one and only identity, a person of African descent. Why? Because taking on other identities takes up your time and energy for causes that are not important. Dedicate your life to countering racism and replacing it with justice, which is a system that guarantees that no one is mistreated and that those that need the most help receives constructive help. This is how you create heaven on earth. If you engage in homosexual activity, I need you to understand a few things. First, the world sees you as a nigger, even white homosexuals. Second, all white people are racist, even homosexual whites. Third, never equate troubles from homosexuality with the biggest problem on the planet, racism. I guarantee you fix the problem of racism, you fix all other problems, including those problems associated with homosexuality. Never undermine the historical and practical importance of traditional strong black families. And finally, understand that white people have consistently worked to destroy black unity. Think about how they split us up during slavery. Think about how after slavery, they initiated black codes to throw thousands of black men into prison, continuing the practice of breaking families apart, a practice continue up until this very day. Think about how welfare policies are designed to replace black men in black households. This stuff is not by accident, folks. You must understand that to the extent sexual identity keeps us separated, we are ineffective at countering racism, white supremacy. Let me say that again. You must understand that to the extent sexual identity keeps us separated, we are ineffective at countering racism, white supremacy. You are not a homosexual. You are a black person and or an African, a person of African descent. Use the land to describe who you are. It's the most accurate way in describing who you are. Don't fall into the identity game, because now you fall into the identity trap. Now you're not focusing on your biggest problem. You are not focused 100%. 100% of your time and energy needs to be focused on countering white people. Don't fall for their tricks. Don't fall for their games. Do not be, what's the word? Don't be distracted. You see, you are not a homosexual. Don't take on the homosexual identity. If you are a male and if you have a male partner, then you are a black male with a black male, you know, with a male partner. And let that be it. Focus on your problem, racism, not other people's perceived problems. If you are a female, if you are a black female, and you have a female as a partner, you are still a black person, a person classified as black. Focus on your biggest problem. Your biggest problem is racism, white supremacy. Lastly, you must understand that at the root of most African civilization, it has been the family, particularly the children, creating and raising children. At the current time, this is our greatest weapon against racism, the continued bearing and nurturing of African children, of black children, into adults that work to counter white people. That work to counter racism. Never let your own personal preferences on how you wish to live your life undermine your understanding of general behaviors and practices that give us collectively the best shot at countering racism. Now, I have to say this. This is very important. Listen real close. Put your ear real close to your speaker so you can listen up to what I'm about to tell you now, because I think this is the most important. There is a lot of mistreatment towards those who currently classify themselves as homosexuals and are black by other black people. This is not acceptable. It is never acceptable. This is niggerish. This is what niggas do, splitting themselves up like little animals, not capable of understanding how important it is to act as a team, to act in a cohesive manner, being so stupid, not understanding why you've been routed for so many years because you've been fighting with each other. There should be no mistreatment at all, ever. And the last people that should be doing any mistreating amongst themselves are black people. It doesn't matter if there were no homosexuals in Africa 2,000 years ago. This ain't 2,000 years ago. You have to learn how to adapt like water and continue to get to the place you intend on going. Replacing the system of racism with a system of justice. Now, those that engage in heterosexual activity do not have more capability to do this than those who engage in homosexual activity or vice versa. The most important thing is ensuring that we have all hands on deck and that people are adhering to a code. You have to adhere to a code of behavior conducive to ending racism. Who I'm putting in my bed in and of itself means nothing. It's 20 minutes of activity, and that's that. The devil is in the details. How are you identifying yourself? What's the follow-up to that? How are you viewing the world? Through what lens are you viewing the world? One code I recommend in my book that we as a people use is to start adopting black children. Yes, this is something black homosexuals can do, should do. as long as there is understanding that children do not belong exclusively to the couple, heterosexual or homosexual. This is another thing that we've lost as a people. Children belong to the entire village, and that village bears responsibility in raising its children properly. This is how you ensure there is a balance in the children's lives. You know, many times when people that are against homosexuals raising children, their argument is that, well, you know, there won't be any balance in the children's lives. You know, two men can't properly raise girls correctly, and vice versa. Two women can't properly raise boys. Absolutely. There's some merit to that argument. But this is how you ensure there is a balance in children's lives. Balance of young and old, folly and wisdom, masculine and feminine. It takes a village, folks. It's not just about you, the couple. You must have a network. See, we're not connected. We're not connected as a people. That's the issue. And people are trying to raise children by themselves, and they are inadequate at doing so. Many times you don't even have all the resources you need. But again, you can never strike that balance with, with just two people. It doesn't happen. You need a balance of masculine. You need a balance of feminine. You need a balance of young, old, folly, wisdom. Let the child see what the consequences are for idiocy, for being a fool. That's constructive. Because the child is always learning. We always, all of us, should be engaged in learning. But when you're raising children, they're learning consistently, 24 hours, 7 days a week. They need to see it all. They need to see it all. If you believe that homosexuality in the Black community is a direct result of of European influence, you may be right. If it is, you have to accept that as manifestation of our 500-year defeat. And remember, in the beginning, we were kings and queens, and we were fighting each other, and we were selling each other for weapons so that we could continue fighting each other. You know, we better learn that we remain a weak, pathetic, sorry people because we do not look out for one another. We don't have each other's backs. We don't operate on code. This is about operating on code, all of us, to counter this system. That's the only way it's going to be countered. We have to change our behaviors as individuals. Engaging in homosexual activity does not change your identity as a Black person, and you should operate as such. And people that do engage in homosexual activities are not to be mistreated, ever. They, like any other heterosexual person, can follow code and should be encouraged to do so. Be right back.
Well, in the system of white supremacy, anything that non-white people do nowadays in 2016 that is non-constructive and has a constructive effect on their behavior and the, you might say, the welfare, the well-being of non-white people, the white supremacists are not in favor of it. Otherwise, how are you going to have white supremacy if you're going to have Black people oriented, thinking about, having a vision of, working toward, doing things that are of constructive value? And this includes the third area of activity. You don't want any Black entertainment to be constructive. You want it to be non-constructive. You want Black people to be doing things that don't build up anything. Just everything falling down, everything deteriorated. I mean, you want Black people to glorify killing each other, all right? You know, in your entertainment. I mean, you know, if you're going to have an assembly of Black people somewhere to get, where they agree to all get together and whatnot, you got to have some gunfire there. You got to have some bodies dropping. You got to have people fleeing for their lives and whatnot after they come together. All right, that's what they came together for. Everybody understands when you get a bunch of black people together, it's going to be something evil that's going to happen. Otherwise, if it's not evil happening, what are we together for? That's got to be a part of black culture. I mean, hey, terrible things are going to happen. I mean, whether it's a soccer game, I mean, you know, and somewhere along the line, people are going to start punching each other out, kicking each other, shooting maybe, or something like that, or whether it's any event, a big barbecue or something, on the black side of town. And the white supremacists sit back and say, okay, you know how they're going to act. See, get all geared up to have with the riot gear and whatnot, because, you know, they are very destructive people, and they come together with the idea of being destructive.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they know. This is their habit. This is their culture. See? So we want to do away with that in the compensatory counter-racist era, where we should be dedicated to going with the rest of what we call the infinity. No more of that nonsense. And don't come together with that in mind, and don't even, you know, anything that looks like it's going in that direction, just don't participate in it. Don't go.
Right.
See, let's get down to the doing part. Just say, no, no. If I don't have a guarantee, this is going to be constructive.
Victims Guaranteed Qualification, VGQ.
You got to, I'm here to tell you that the only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop.
Victims Guaranteed Qualification, VGQ.
And another thing, when you say integration, it comes under intermarriage too, right? All
right,
been together.
Right, sure.
And I'm sure no intelligent white person watching this show, or no intelligent white man in his or her right white mind, want black boys and black girls marrying their white sons and daughters, and in return introducing their grandchildren as half-brown, kinky-haired black people.
I wouldn't object to that.
Well, you wouldn't, but a lot of them would.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people would. No, it's just
what I'm trying to say is this. What I'm trying to say is this. You don't have it. You say you don't. You don't have it. You really ain't going to have it. You're on the show, and you got to say that.
But that's not true.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I don't think I'm any different from you, you see.
Yeah, we much different.
I mean, I think society's made us different.
You know we're different. We're all together.
But society's made us different.
No, not society. God made us different.
No, we're just human beings. He made all of us.
We all, listen, bluebirds fly with bluebirds. Red birds want to be with red birds. Listen. Tell me when I'm wrong. Pigeons want to be with pigeons. Tell me when I'm wrong.
Stop doing anything that has show-off value. Stop trying to attract attention to yourself by showing off. Because once you get everybody's attention, what are you going to do with the attention that you got? That's a logical question. Remember, I keep saying, all problems can be solved through the process of questions and answers.
Yes.
So you should ask yourself, why are you trying to get people's attention? And what are you going to do with the attention that you got once you get it? In other words, if I'm standing on a street corner and I say, hey, everybody look at my hairstyle. I want everybody, I mean, you know, get out of their cars. I mean, you know, park them somewhere and come back and take a look. I mean, this is me. I just got a new hairstyle. I want everybody to see my hairstyle. I mean, all this stuff that you all are doing, you're wasting your time. Come and look at me. Come and do something constructive in your life. Do something that makes sense for once in your Negro lives. Come and look at me, Neely Fuller. I'm standing on this corner, and I just got a new hairstyle that nobody in the world has ever had. So you need to learn from this. You need to straighten out your lives by looking at me and my hairstyle. Now, so the people come, and they assemble by the thousands, and they look at me and my new hairstyle, or my new tattoo, or my new angle that I use when I sag my pants. I am getting people's attention.
Yes.
So the question now is, now that I have everybody's attention, what is supposed to be what? The constructive result.
Okay.
I should be able to answer that question. What?
Should, yeah.
How has this contributed to making a betterment of solving their problems for the rest of their lives?
Okay.
Welcome back to the show. I love to hear comments from you guys, and I do respond to your comments. Please email me at cobra.org@mail.com or get at me on Twitter. My handle is @cobra_org. Also, let's start that conversation. Racism is white supremacy. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. Remember, catch the show every Wednesday, Thursday, sometimes Thursdays, from 5 to 6 p.m. here on cobrasinaction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. And archives of the show are available on www.cobrasinaction.org. This is Cobra Number One, signing off. Until next time, peace.